On the other end of our line is Randy Hand, and Randy is the Chief of Staff. He's the Communications Director. He does a million jobs for Lansing Mayor Virge Bonnero, and he's on the other end of our line. Randy, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming on. $3 million, that's a lot of money.
Well, it certainly is, and it highlights the fact that we're not out of the woods yet when it comes to the city's budget, and that the costs that we're seeing going up continuously relate to health care and pensions. And to describe it in one word, it's unsustainable. And we have to address these costs because as they take up a larger and larger share of our general fund dollars, they're crowding out our ability to do other things, to provide the essential services that people in our community expect, including things like police and fire.
Earlier this morning, Scott Dedick, who's the chair of the ERS Pension Board, was on the program, and he says it might have been premature for you to release this information since they haven't even had a time to respond, to look at it, and then respond to it. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't think it's premature at all. I think these are the kinds of things that we need to all be aware of and that we all need to be thinking about how to address them. We made it very clear in the release that it's a draft study and that it's not a done deal, but it is a very clear warning sign that the experts, the actuaries who determine and help advise us on whether or not our pension systems are sound, are really ringing the alarm bells, and we have to be cognizant of that. The fact is that next year, just in next year's budget, pension costs will go up by $2 million. If we have to add this additional three, that's $5 million. That's not a small number. It's a big issue, and we need to be ahead of it and not behind it. So we think it's a good thing for all of us to be aware of these possibilities and to be thinking about how we deal with them.
When did you find out about this information?
The analysis of the police and fire retirement system came in late last week, and the analysis of the employee retirement system came in yesterday.
Where are you going to find $3 million from?
Well, that's the $3 million question, Tony. What we hope to do is to be able to sit down at the bargaining table with our different unions and to negotiate these things, to talk about what can we do working together to cap the growth, to limit the growth of the pension funds and the health care costs that we're experiencing. And, you know, this isn't, we're not blaming our employees, we're not blaming our unions. This is a function of the collapse of the economy, the decline in the stock market. And it's not something that that we brought upon ourselves, but it is something that we're called upon to fix. So we're going to have to put our pencils to paper and figure out how we can get through this.
Randy, do you think there's any other surprises coming our way?
Well, you never know in this economy. We don't think so. We think that we've got a pretty good handle on where things are right at the moment. There's no easy answers to any of it, but we have a shortfall in the current year budget, and we're dealing, of course, with closing the deficit for next year's budget. So there's still some tough decisions to be made. Unless the economy deals us another blow, we should put most of the cards on the table here to figure out what we need to do next.
Randy, the city paid more than $150,000 from 2010 to 2011 to C2AE to study the police and courts consolidation. The money was for phase one of the project, which was to include a detailed analysis for the city's consideration to move forward. The last payment was made April 2011. Is that study available?
The draft study has been released already. That was released a couple of weeks ago.
Right. I'm speaking of the detailed one.
The final one is being finalized and should be released at some point in the near future here. But these things have their own schedule, and we have to make sure that we dot all the I's and cross all the T's and that the report is a complete report. So there have been some additional questions raised at City Council about what's in the report, what won't be in the report. And we'd like to address those things. So, really, though, the debate about the police precinct has, in a sense, put the cart before the horse. What we're not asking the council to commit to that particular project right at the moment. What we're saying is, let's set aside some money for the next budget year, so that when we do decide which direction to move forward, that money is available to do the design and engineering. So it's a placeholder. It's a part of prudent planning for the future. But if the council doesn't want to get out of the leased space, which they've been asking us to do for a number of years, if they don't want us to get out of the leased precincts, we can step back from that. It's not a huge issue to us. But it's something that the council themselves have asked us to do for quite a number of years now, is to get out of the leased space, get into a single consolidated precinct, and the South Washington office complex is the most likely place to do that because the city already owns it.
Can you tell us why we're going to spend another $450,000 this year to continue the plan without the actual results from the original study?
Again, it's you're mistaking the timeline.
Okay.
What happens next is that a final report would come out, and then the city council would make a decision about whether they want to go that direction or not, whether they want to go to this walk or whether they want to do something else. If they decide that they want to go with this walk, we need to have that money ready to go to do the engineering of the building, to actually design it, to do the blueprints that would be used by the firm that would do the construction. So it's a phased process, and we're in a very early part of that scenario right now. So we've got time to consider these things, but budgeting is a planning process, and what we're planning for is to have some money available to do the architectural work that'll be required no matter what we do. If we go to the SWAC, if we decide to stay at the North Precinct and do significant improvements there, or some other alternative. But if we want to get out of the leased space, we have to have a plan for doing that. That plan is moving forward, and we'll see whether the council decides that that's something they want to do as well.
All right, so pretty much that $450,000, it's up to the city council if that gets spent for this, correct?
You bet. Okay. It's in the budget right now. They could take it out of the budget. And I would have to also say that everything is on the table now with some of the new information that we have about costs. So it really is a question at this point whether we can afford to move forward with the precinct consolidation. It may be, in fact, something that we should put off for a time until our financial situation stabilizes a little bit.
All right, Randy, you think council's ready to work with you?
I think so. We're ready to work with them, and we've got another week, a little under a week here, to wrap up the budget process, and hopefully we can come up with a product that may not make everybody happy, but that will move the city forward, and we'll get the most bang for the buck for our taxpayers.
All right. I get nervous when I lose 10 bucks. I can't imagine not having 3 mil around, so it's a story we'll continue to follow. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Thank you, Tony.